Okay, I'm here with Danny Finkelstein and Tristan Davis, executive editors of The Times and Sunday Times, both of which are about to go behind a paywall in around a month. Guys, what are your expectations for how many subscribers you might get and what might happen after that time?
Well, we're not going to discuss our internal targets. We're aware that obviously a lot of people who read the site won't go on doing it once we charge. But on the other hand, we'll have a close relationship with those people who do. We'll be able to provide them with content that's personalised to them. And obviously we'll have a revenue stream from those people. So every single person we get is a gain in revenue.
Is it just the one revenue stream, or are there others? I mean, I know, for example, that the Daily Mail sold something like £4 million worth of wine last year. Is there anything more that you can add to the mix?
Well, there's certainly an awful lot of revenue in other parts of the sites and the papers that we're not responsible for. I mean, if you look at the figures for the Sunday Times Wine Club, for example, that's an enormously successful adjunct to what we do within the Sunday Times. So, yes, of course, there are revenues to be made there, but we're about the editorial.
I think people need £4 million worth of wine to read the Daily Mail.
And, well, on that point then, Sunday Times has a culture planner, and readers of that can go off and purchase tickets to theatre shows and gigs.
They can.
There are retail affiliates for that?
There are.
Can you talk about that?
We have a number of third-party deals in place that someone more clever than I who've done those deals can put in place. But what we're absolutely determined is that it should be a very simple process. So if you leave the site to buy the ticket, it's incredibly simple to use and to get back to the site.
Mm-hmm. And you take a cut, a proportion of any revenue?
Again, you need to speak to the commercial side of the business.
The culture planner's ability to record from Sky Television, that is a stunning functionality. We're very happy with that ability on the site.
And as a columnist, aren't you concerned about the loss of readers or influence?
People keep asking you,
aren't you concerned about not being able to show people the links to your articles and so on?
No, I'm not at all concerned about it, because somebody pays me, and that person has to be paid by someone else if they're going to go on paying me. For columnists, this is a very exciting and important moment. If the Times and Sunday Times can make this succeed with our unique product, it is good news for journalists of all kinds. And so you can say, yes, you can go viral if it's free, but you can also go out of business. It's always a good idea to have a virus.
What's been the hardest thing about this process?
Well, we've separated into two websites. One shouldn't forget here what a massive investment that is in journalism, to set up two websites from one. And obviously making sure that we got all that right journalistically. Well, it's been a big job for us, but I'm sure it's been an even bigger job for Tristan, who's done a brilliant job, I think, on the site.
That's very kind of you. I mean, you know, for the Sunday Times, this is a huge moment. Up until now, you could only find Sunday Times content kind of buried within Times Online. And this allows us to surface all of the sections, cultures, travel, in-gear, style, that you wouldn't really be able to find that well on the old Times Online. And that's an enormous amount of work. The Sunday Times is a huge paper, so it's a huge paper to put online, and we're adding to it. So, you know, it's been a big challenge.
The size of this project actually tells you how seriously the company takes this.
Yeah.
And that should please journalists everywhere. Everyone should look at this and say, this is company is investing in a very bold move, and it is in the interest of everyone that it succeeds. I'm very confident about it. I think that we know that people will buy the Times and the Sunday Times because people already buy the Times and the Sunday Times. And what we've done is take the values of the paper and make sure that those values are available to people in new forms on the site.
Okay, thanks both. Good luck.